Welcome to Torat Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horitz. Today we will continue our study of Sefer Divrei Hayamim Bet, Parak Chof Dalet. So remember, Yoash the king has been reinstated, Yechi HaMelech, Ataliyahu the wicked from Malchus Yisrael, who took over Malchus Yehuda, has been killed, Yehoyada the Kohen Gadol saved Yoash, and Baruch Hashem, Malchus has gone back to the house of David. And we are told that Perak Chof Dalet Pasuk Aleph, Ben Sheva Shanim Yoash B'Mlacho V'Arba'im Shanim Malach B'Yushalayim. Yoash was very young. He was only 7 years old when he was anointed as king, and he ruled for 40 years in Yerushalayim. And the next Pasuk tells us that he did what was Yashar B'Enei Hashem, what was straight and good in the eyes of Hashem. However, Kol Yimei Yehoyada HaKohen, and that's important. As long as Yehoyada the Kohen, who saved him and who was his uncle, was alive, Yoash did what was straight in the eyes of God. And that gives us a premonition that once Yehoyada dies, we have a feeling that Yoash is not going to do what is straight in the eyes of Hashem. Otherwise, the Pasuk would not have told us he did what was straight in the eyes of God only as long as Yehoyada was alive. Yehoyada married two women, he had sons and daughters, and after his heart moves him, Hayaim Lev Yoash Chadesh as Beis Hashem. Yoash's heart moved him to make renovations to the house of God. Over time, the temple that King Shlomo built had fallen into disrepair. Furthermore, of course, Queen Ataliyahu the wicked brought Avodah Zarah to the land and great neglect in Avodah Hashem under her rulership. So he gathers, now where are they going to get money? Yoash wants to make renovations to the Beis Hamikdash, but renovations cost money. And he gathered the temple workers, the priests and the Levites, and he says, "Tzu'ula Ara Yehuda, go out to the cities of Judah, v'kibtu mikol Yisrael kasef, l'chazek es beis elokeichem midei shana b'shana, v'atem timaharu l'davar." So he calls the temple workers, and he says to them, spread out to the cities of Judah, and gather from all the people silver, in order to strengthen and to rebuild and to renovate the house of Hashem. You should do this every single year and hurry up. So this is going to be his initial plan, is we're going to make an annual taxation. We'll go and collect silver from the people, which is like a government tax. We'll do this every single year. Hurry up. But the Levim don't hurry. They don't want to go. How do people feel when the government knocks on their door and says there's been a tax increase? But people don't feel very good, and the Levim don't want to go. So the king calls Yehoyada, remember his uncle and the person who saved him, and the Kohen Gadol. And he says, why didn't you oppress the Levim to go to the cities of Judah and Yerushalayim and to bring the taxation? And then the pasuk tells us, comment in the narrative, why do they need to fix the Beis Hamikdash? Ki Ataliyahu Hamir Asha, the wicked Ataliyahu, breached the house of Hashem. So she brought Asula Ba'alim, she brought Avodah Zarah, so things need to be fixed up. But he sees that the ministers and the Kohan and the Levim, they're not going to collect the tax. So now we go to plan B. And plan B is brilliant. Vayomer HaMelech, Vayasu Arnachad, Vayitnu Bashar Beis Hashem Chutzah. The king commands that they should make a chest, an ark. It's not referring to the Ark of the Covenant that's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's a box, and they put it, Bishar Beis Hashem, at the gate to the entrance of the house of Lord Chutza, outside. So there's now a voluntary donation. Vayitnu kol b'Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. They put forth a voice, that means they give an announcement, in Judah and Jerusalem, and what do they say? L'havila Hashem Masa Moshe, Eved Elokim Yisrael b'Midbar. Just like Moshe, the servant of God, collecting from the Israelites in the desert to build a tabernacle, so too, we are collecting. There's a box. Here's a box for the food pantry, and here's a box for Hanukkah toy drop-off, and here's a box of extra canned goods. We have a box in front of the house of God. If you want to give, you could give. If you don't want to give, you don't have to give. The tax ministers are not coming to us every year. And that is, in fact, how Moshe collected in the desert, because in Parshas Truma, Perachav Hei, Av Sefer Shemos, what does Hashem say to Moshe? V'yichuli Truma, me'ez kol ish asher yidvenu libo, tichu es Truma. You should take a contribution, and this is the contribution you should take for them. Zahav, kesef, nechoshes, tcheles, argaman, tola, shani. But what is it? Me'ez kol yisha sheyidvenu libo. If the person wants to give, if they're motivated to participate in the building of the Mishkan, let them give. If they don't want to give, they don't have to give. There's no force. So it's a brilliant strategy, because what happens? Vayismichu kol asarim v'kol ha'am v'yaviyu v'yishlichu l'arn ad l'cheila. The people are so happy. the princes and the people, and they come and they donate out of their own free will. So they don't feel like the king or the government is, so to speak, stealing from them. What they feel is that they want to give, to contribute to the upkeep of the Beit HaMikdash, and they rejoice, vayismichu, and they bring so much, and they cast it into this box, ad l'cheira, it's overstuffed, there's so much. This is such a brilliant tactic. I want to tell you something so interesting. A number of years ago, maybe it was 3 or 4 years ago, my boys made a lemonade stand, and they took an oak tag and they made a sign, and they made a picture with lemonade in it, and you know, they decorated the oak tag, they stood up, they put the table at the end at the corner of our street with lemonade and plastic cups, and the oak tag said 50 cents, and then they put a big X through 50 cents and it says lemonade free. I have a picture of it. It was very cute. They were very, you know, enthusiastic. It was a beautiful day, lemonade free. So in other words, we're not charging. Come and take lemonade. And I want to tell you something. People donated. People took the lemonade, and on their own, they gave the boys $1.50. People donated. They weren't charging. Come take a cup of lemonade. They didn't ask anyone for money. If the person wanted to give, they give. If they didn't want, they didn't give. It was donations welcome, but you don't have to give. And people gave. So it shows you that people don't want to feel the government is taxing them. But when Yoash said, here's a box. You want to give to the Beis HaMikdash, fine. All of a sudden, it's overflowing. And they would bring the chest before the king and the ministers, and they saw that there was so much kesef, and they would count how much money there was, and they would empty the money, and they would put it back in its place. And this is what they did. L'yom b'yom v'ya'asfu kesef l'rov. Every single day, they would bring in the chest, they would count how much silver was given, and every day, they would put it back out empty. They did this every single day, and they gathered a lot of money. V'yitneyu ha'melech v'yehoda el osei melechas avodas beis Hashem. So the king and his uncle Yehoyada, the Kohen Gadol, took this silver, excuse me, and they gave it to the workers who overseed the house and the work of Hashem, and they hired workers, masons and carpenters, in order to restore the Lord, the house of Hashem, and they had ironsmiths and bronze men in order to the chazek at Beit Hashem, to strengthen the house of Hashem, and they did all of this work, and once again they set it on its foundations, and King Yehoyada and the Kohate, King Yoash and Yehoyada the Kohen Gadol made new vessels of gold and silver, and it was a successful time, and the Beis HaMikdash was restored. And now Pasuk Tesvav tells you, Vayis Kan Yehoyada. Yehoyada is old. He was a hero. He was a Kohen Gadol. He was righteous in the ways of God, and he saved Malchus Beis David. Vayispa, he was satiated. He lived a good, full life. Yamim, Vayispa Yamim. He was satiated with days. We talk about not only Arichos Yamim, but also Arichos Shanim. You could say Yehoyada had both. He had length of days. He made every day count, and he was successful in his mission in this world, and he had Arichos Shanim. He also lived a long time. Vayamod, and he died. How old was he? Interesting. But Meya Ushloshim Shana Bimoto. He was 130 years old when he died. Now, he was such a great personality, he is buried with great honor. Vayikberuhu Be'ir David Im HaMalachim. He was a Kohen Gadol. He was not a king. He was buried in Ir David with the kings. Why? The Pasuk says, Ki Asa Tov B'Yisrael Ve'im HaElokim Uveso. Because he did good for Israel, he did good for God, and he did good for the house of Hashem. And we know single-handedly, truly single-handedly, along with his wife, his Azir Kenan, Yehoshabat, the sister of King Ahazayahu, Yehoyada was responsible for saving Malchus Beis David. He hid little Yoash for 6 years in the innermost chambers of the Beis HaMikdash, and he organized the coup that overthrew Ataliyahu, and he restored the sovereignty of Malchus Beis David, and he was responsible for the repairs and fixing up the Beis HaMikdash, and as a result, he is rewarded. He is buried in Ir David with the kings. Now, it's not going to be so good anymore. Now that Yehoyada, which is Yoash's savior and elder and advisor, dies, now the Acharei Mot Yehoyada, after Yehoyada died, Ba'usara Yehuda Ve'ishtachvu L'mech, they start to prostrate the officers, the princes, they start to give a lot of kavod to King Yehoyada. And as we know, power corrupts, and honor corrupts, and bribery corrupts, and unfortunately gets to his head, and Yoash likes the power. Vayaazvu es Beis Hashem Elokei Vosehim, Vayaavdu es Ha'esherim, Va'es Ha'atzabim, Vayhi Ketzaf al Yehuda v'Yerushalayim, Ba'ashamatam Zod. It's so sad. They just finished fixing up the whole Beis HaMikdash, and now Yehoyada dies. and they abandoned the house of God, the God of their forefathers, and they started to worship Asherah trees and Avodah Zarah once again, and there is the wrath of God over Judah and Yerushalayim because they are guilty. So Hashem sends prophets, Vayishlach b'hem neviim lahashivim al Hashem. Hashem sends prophets to return them to God. It doesn't work. They testify against them, but it does not work. They do not listen. And we see that unfortunately so quickly, Malchus Yehuda, which is doing so well under Yoash with the advice and guidance of Yehoiada, after Yehoiada's death at the full age of 130, Yoash the king turns. And I think we learn an important lesson from here, a really important lesson. A person can never be too overly confident or assured of their level in Avodas Hashem. The minute a person stops being on guard, the Yetzer Hara and forces of evil are ready to move in. The moment we think we've reached the apex and the pinnacle and I have nothing left to work on and I don't need to take care to find my Yetzer or Ezu, Giber, Kovish, Yetzer. The moment I think that the outside influences of the world will not influence me, is the moment we begin going downward. We must always be working to fortify ourselves spiritually because unfortunately, look how fast Yoash fell. And now the prophet and Navi, Zechariah ben Yehoiada, remember Yehoiada died, he saved Yoash, his son Zechariah, Zecharka, remember God, Veruach Elokim lavsha et Zechariah ben Yehoiada a coin. So Zechariah, the son of Yehoiada, who is a coin, has a prophecy. And he stands before the people and he says, so says God, Lama atem ovrim et mitzvot Hashem, why are you transgressing the commandments of God? Velo tatzlichu, you will not be successful, ki azavtem et Hashem, when you leave God, vayazov etchem, mida kenega mida, if you leave Hashem, he will leave you. And this man's name is Zechariah ben Yehoiada, Zechariah. He is stirred to prophecy to remind them to remember Hashem. And this is the son of Yehoiada. Yehoiada saved Yoash. And why do I stress that? Because they're not happy with him. Vayikshu Allah vayirgimuhu evan b'mitzvat hamelech. What just happened here? They conspire against him. They stone him at the command of Yoash. Yoash commands that Zechariah, the son of Yehoiada, be stoned to death in the courtyard of the house of God. The depths of depravity, from the heights of doing so well to the depths of depravity, immorality is sin. V'lo zachar Yoash hamelech ha-chesed asher asa Yehoiada aviv imo. How sad that Yoash the king does not remember the kindness that Yehoiada, the father of Zechariah, did. V'yaharog epino. And he kills his son Zechariah. It's terrible. And now he is obviously under the wrath of God. They don't listen to the words of the prophet and the coin. In fact, he's killed. They are attacked. The forces of Aram arise against him, and they come to Yehuda and Yerushalayim. They destroy the princes of the people from among the people. They take spoils after they plunder Malchus Yehuda. They send the spoils back to Damascus, to their king. And so Yoash goes from the heights of being a wonderful king to the depths of being a very corrupt king. And Hashem delivered a very great force. He delivered Malchus Yehuda into their hands because they had forsaken Hashem, the God of their fathers. And Pesuch Haftala tells us that Yoash ve'es Yoash arsu shvatim, against Yoash he made judgments. He is mortally wounded, and as he lays on his sickbed, he is killed. Yoash the king, who worked on fixing the Beis HaMikdash, who was the last remnant of Malchus Yehuda, who was hidden for 6 years, who they said Yechi HaMelech, who was so close to Yehoiada, who had the brilliant idea to put a chest and all the donations can be voluntary, he is killed. Vayahargu, vayaharigu, almitaso, vayamah. There's a conspiracy against him, and while he's on his sickbed, because he killed, the Pasuk says, the sons of Yehoiada, the Kohen, he is killed on his bed. Vayikbiru bi'ir David v'lo kivaruhu b'kvit kivrot ha-melachim. Ha! At the end of his life, unfortunately, he's a failure, and the people want restoration to Malchus Yehuda. They want strong leadership. Apparently, they want to be better people. And in retribution for how Yoash ultimately leads and ultimately fails after he becomes corrupt, he is buried in Ir David, but he is not buried in the king's plot. Velo kivaruhu bekivrot hamalachim. He is not buried in the king's plot. And who rules after him? It tells us that the rest of the details are found in Midrash Sefer HaMelachim. And the last words of the parak, Vayimloch Amatsyahu beno Tachtav. So the next ruler is going to be Amatsyahu, the son of Yoash. Thank you for studying today with me, the Ilui Nishmat Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef. I look forward to continuing our journey tomorrow. All the best, Kol Tuv to all. Thank you.